We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is the maestro of Philadelphia media, the great Kevin Cootey. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Well, Kev, we got a lot going on today, and I need your take on this. Let's start with McCoy. You've covered McCoy. You know what he's like. Did you have any sense for what kind of guy he was in the years he played here in Philadelphia?
I mean, look, you heard the stories. I mean, you know, it was pretty – yeah, there are some stories of athletes, and, you know, you remember this from when you were, you know, working the locker rooms, Angelo, where you hear the stories and it's a whisper campaign. You know, for Shady, it was pretty open. You know, I mean, you know, with the tipping incident and the bus incident, and you know, obviously later on when he was with the Bills, the incident with the off-duty cops in downtown. I mean, so there's a pattern here, and there's a clear pattern. And obviously, look, you know, and Ray and I were texting about this yesterday. You know, there's that one. Yeah, you know, there's that chance that all this, you know, something happened and he was framed or whatever. But it is just so, like, the dots are just there, and I don't know, like, how he could get out of this without getting suspended and without going to jail at this point. Those pictures are just so revolting. To me, this is what the fear, you know, this is what the reputation of LeSean McCoy behind closed doors has been for a long time. And it wasn't even really that much behind closed doors because people heard about it, you know, with the little incidents on the way he treated people, you know.
Well, the bus incident is kind of like this in that it's abusing a female. You know what, Kevin, this is what I'm trying to figure out, though. The bus incident happened in 2012. We're in 2018. It's an entirely different cultural environment right now because of the Me Too and the Me Too movement and all that's going on. The NFL is going to be even more careful to get this right because of the current culture in our country, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think. And this is something that surprised me. And I, again, when I was texting with Ray yesterday, I said, I thought Sean McDermott would take care of this from a Bills perspective yesterday. I thought that they would just look at it and go, you know what?
Wow.
We can't have that around this football team. You know, you're getting to the point where, and that, you know, obviously is secondary to all the other legal issues.
You thought they cut him, Kev?
I thought they would cut him.
Wow. Because I mean, he's still a good player.
He's still a good player, but obviously, one, he's a running back who, you know, he's a running back. And we've seen the Ray Rice incident where, you know, teams take a stand that you have to have a culture, and you have to have what is right and what you know, especially when you get here with training camp coming up soon, you can't have this become a circus and a distraction. And I thought that the Bills would just kind of wipe it away.
Kev, this next question is really, do you think this is the real reason, the number one reason Chip Kelly got rid of him here? Because he knew he was a bad guy. Yeah?
Yep. I don't think there's any doubt on it. I think that, you know, Chip talked about culture and everything, and I think Chip probably looked and went, I don't want that guy around, and I don't want that guy eventually really burning me by doing something stupid. He probably saw that Shady was, you know, not just a bad guy. He was immature, and he thought about himself. And let's be honest, you know, Shady – the way Shady handled, you know, just on a football end, the way Shady handled that, and then obviously you saw, you know, you heard Marcus yesterday and the way he talked about that incident with Shady, you know, a couple times, you know, at Comcast and everything. To me, that just shows you what it is. And if I'm a coach, I want no parts of that around my team. Just
great
absolutely
point.
No parts of it.
Right. Now, Kevin, I don't have to tell you, he's not just a great guest. He's a brilliant writer, and he is now freelancing at Forbes Money Sports blog. And he has a piece right now on what's going on with the Phillies and the, you know, interest or lack thereof of a team that is currently tied for first place. Let's start. I mean, you've covered him through all these years, Kev. What is your overview of why there aren't more people in those seats for a team that has got a chance to do something special this year?
Well, I mean, there's multiple layers to it. I think there's one, Angelo. I think there's some revisionist history that everybody thought that back in, like, 2005, 2006, that the park was filled every night as well, before that sellout streak got going. It wasn't. And, they had, like, a 7,000 ticket per night drop between 2004, the first year at Citizens Bank Park, and 2005. Okay? So this is the way it is a little bit. It's up and down. It just doesn't – it's not a given that that park's ever going to be filled every night. Baseball's a different sport. There's only one sport in this town that you can open the gates and it's always going to be filled, and that's football. And I think, when you look at it too – The personality of a team is not really defined yet. I'm not sure that the fans have connected yet with that. The pace of the game, I'm sure, is part of it. And there's also this. People spend a lot of money on Eagles stuff. People spend a lot of money on Sixers stuff. At a certain point, the cash just runs out, and people have to back off. I think that's as much a factor in this as anything. There's a point. Going to a baseball game is not cheap. If you have a family and everything, and that's what baseball has always been built around. If you've spent a lot of money on Eagles and Sixers, merchandise and tickets and travel, if you went to the Super Bowl, you're probably backing off a little bit right now.
Makes sense. All right, but I'm going to now run a premise by Kevin that I started the show with. If Kevin agrees with it, it'll be the first time in all the years we've had him on that he bought a premise that I rolled out. Right? So maybe we're hoping for history here right now. Kevin, we are less than 3 weeks from the trade deadline, and I am not getting any sense that the Philadelphia Phillies are really super aggressive to help the team. And I think until the Phillies show that aggression, the fans are not going to believe that they believe they're good enough. That the first step has to come from the management. We're going to really try to get Machado. We're going to get the best pitcher we can get. We are going to make this team better. And I don't think they've seen that, and they need to. Your thoughts?
I think you're half right.
How? That's more than usual.
There you go. It's a moral victory.
Yes, it's a moral.
I think fans kind of don't believe what they're saying is lasting for this year.
Right.
I think that, you look at nights like last night, and look, they faced Jacob DeGrom, and there's no shame in not being able to put, like, 7 runs up on Jacob DeGrom. But they also see that there's a lot of nights where the offense is kind of lackluster. I mean, obviously on Monday night, the only way they won game two was because Aaron Nola had one of their two hits, and it happened to be a three-run double. I think that there's a certain point where maybe fans don't buy into it that way. And so, if you go get a Machado, if you go maybe trade for Cole Hamels or Brad Hand or something, would that make them buy in a little more? Perhaps. But I also think that if they somehow get to – their attendance is also going to get a little bit of a bump here. They're going to have the 08 weekend in the first weekend in August. They have Chase Utley coming in. And it's probably going to be Chase Utley's last time in Philadelphia. If you have that happen in the next couple of weeks, and then you're in contention late in August, I think the fans will make their way back to the ballpark in bigger numbers. But, Angelo, their season ticket base took a big hit over the last 6 years.
Yep.
This thing's not going to fully recover for another year or two until they could get an offseason where maybe they could go get Machado or Harper or something in this offseason and sell that as the basis to get people back into the ballpark.
His name is Kevin Cooney, and there's a reason why he is the maestro of Philadelphia media, because he can do any sport brilliantly. read him Fox Sports Money. Forbes Sports Money, because there's a really good piece in there of what's going on with the Phillies. Thank you, Kev, as always, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.